on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, guys, I am talking about Prague in the Czech Republic. Have you guys ever been there? Is it on your list of one of the places that you want to go? Well, I've been talking about all these great things that you can do. I've also shared some of the things that I actually did while I was in Prague. Like, I made a puppet. I know that doesn't sound like much, but I made one of those ones that you actually see in performances that the arms and the legs move. Yes, I made one of those. I did it. And I was so proud of it. And it's one of those fun things that you can do too. But in this segment, I want to talk a little bit about food, because I'll tell you, when I travel, one of the things that I love to do is to try out all of the traditional foods that I can kind of get in there and just have a, even if it's just like a quick sample of it, it doesn't have to be a full meal, but just a chance to kind of try those things, because I actually love the history also behind why some of those things became traditional meals in those locations. And while I was in Prague, I had a chance to eat at a restaurant called Kachin, and I may not even be pronouncing that correctly, because when I was there, it was, of course, written in Czech, so I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. But I tell you what I do know is that the food there is delicious. Now, I have to ask you this. Have you ever wanted to, like, go to someone's house, even to a restaurant, and have a chance to go back to the kitchen area with all the pots on the stove and just lift up the tops and see what's inside and say, that looks good? Or maybe even ask the chef or ask the cook, well, what is that one? How did you make that one? Tell me a little bit about that one. And I think I'll try a little bit of that one, a little bit of this one, a little bit of that one. And then you put the tops back down and it's delivered to you right at your table. Well, that's what happens there. This restaurant is all about trying some of the Czech specialties that you would just love to try and see what they're all about. And the chef there prepares some of the Czech classics, some of the, from old recipes of the nobility, as well as some of the present things that are really fun to eat. So you get a chance to try a little bit of the new, a little bit of the old, but it really is a great opportunity to try some really good food. So I definitely would say put that down. And if you're not super hungry for a feast like what I'm describing, you can certainly have appetizers. You can just order maybe one plate of something that looks really tasty as you're lifting those tops from those pots. Hey, just go to do that, because if you're like me, so often I just want to go in someone's house who's invited me to dinner and just kind of lift those pots, look inside. But you know, you really can't. You're not supposed to do that when you go to people's house. But I've wanted to do it on many occasions. But now, what's also cool about this particular restaurant, let me add this as well before I move on to another one, is that the restaurant is located in the premises of the National Gallery. So you can also check out that while you have dinner, or after you have dinner, or before you have dinner, whichever. And hey, I'm telling you, give that a thumbs up on both of those. Now, I also mentioned already about having meals there at the Carlo the Fourth Hotel. So it's great food there as well. While I was there, I had some creamy goat cheese with beetroot and some pine nut dressing on a salad, and roast beef that was with grilled asparagus and a potato puree. So again, it was kind of that mixing of traditional with a little bit of kind of modern cooking as well. So lots of good eats there. But now I want to go back and talk a little bit, because I know a lot of times when you're traveling, especially nowadays, one of the things that has become so, so popular when we're traveling is to do some alternative accommodations. It's not just hotels anymore that where we are staying. Airbnb, VRBO, HomeAway, those are three of the ones that have become very, very popular when we talk about going and where are we going to stay. A lot of people go first to some of those particular ones. Other people may weigh it a little bit. What do I like most? Do I like staying in a traditional hotel, or do I want to try a vacation rental? So I ask you guys, you know, what is your favorite? Because I still actually prefer a little bit more the traditional hotels over a vacation rental. And some of that may be just because I don't have a lot of time, especially with the travel that I do, to kind of seek out those vacation rentals and kind of weigh them out and see what's what, because that is so important. That is really the first step that you need to do. So today I want to tell you a little bit about some of the questions that you should ask if you're considering staying in Airbnb, a HomeAway, a VRBO, I think they call them Vrbos now. If you're staying in one of those particular properties, you do need to ask a few things before you sign your name on the dotted line. And then you may end up staying at the hotel Caller of the Fourth as well. We'll see. But one of the first things that you want to ask when you're staying in one of these vacation rentals is, what is your cancellation policy? And it's really important to ask this because most of these properties are owned by individual owners. So each of these individual owners may have their own rules for what the cancellation policy should be. So you can't just say that, oh, well, you know, last time when I was in Daytona Beach, I stayed here. So evidently it's going to be the same type of cancellation policy if I stay in a different vacation rental. Well, that may not be the case. So always ask about that and make sure that you ask based on the time as well. And what I mean by that is, ask what date does this particular fee or refunds that would be allowed, what is it associated with? Will you get some money back if you have to cancel within a week's time, or will you lose all of your money? Or how about if it's 2 weeks or a month? So just ask based on the amount of time that you are thinking about as well, so you're really clear on what's going on. Now, another thing that I think is really important to ask about as well, especially in the light of Airbnb, where sometimes you may be staying in a home that you don't have full run of the house. So you definitely want to ask very specific questions about how much of the house will you have at your disposal. And also, too, I would ask if anyone else is going to be there, because I've heard some stories of that taking place as well. So you want to be clear on that so you're not surprised. We don't want any surprises like that on vacation. And also ask about things like, what about cookware and dishware? And do I need to bring anything like that? What about large and small appliances? What are the things that I need to consider so that my vacation is nice? Because a lot of times when you're staying at a vacation rental, you have a little bit of a plan that you're also going to do a little bit of cooking. So you want to be sure that you'll be able to do that without hauling a lot of things to your vacation rental as well. And I'll tell you, after staying at a vacation rental that didn't have a dishwasher, I ask about that too, because I don't like washing dishes at home. So I'm certainly not wanting to do those washing of dishes when I'm vacationing. Now, another thing too is, ask about things like the bathroom, laundry room, kitchen. What are they stocked with? Is there a laundry room? Will you be able to wash clothes and take care of things like that while you're vacationing if you want to? And what is the kitchen stocked with? Because a lot of times we may assume that there might be some of the same things that are in our refrigerators at home, like the mustard and ketchup, some of those basic things, but none of that may not be in the refrigerator at your vacation rental. So ask so that you'll know that you need to stock up on those things ahead of time. I even keep a list. So make a list of the things that you are finding that you're going to need to bring, that you may need to purchase, some things that you may already have at home. Even ask about things like beach chairs, beach towels, if you're staying at a place that's at the beach. What are some of the things that you may need to bring, or maybe they provide some of those things for you as well. Now, in today's time, everybody wants to travel with their dog, including me, and I have 3 dogs, so I have to be really careful if I'm going to stay at someone else's place. If I'm bringing all 3 of my dogs, I have to ask a very special permission for that. But most of us are traveling just with 1 or maybe 2 dogs, so find out ahead of time. First of all, if pets are allowed, and then what does that mean? Well, pets need to have a crate that you need to bring with you so that they can be crated. Will pets be able to have free run of like the outdoor yard? So ask some very specific questions. Is there a leash law there where you may have to have your dogs on a leash all the time? So ask those questions, because you definitely don't want any surprises with that. Because if you show up and you haven't asked all the questions and gotten everything cleared, it may be very difficult to find an accommodation at the last minute that does allow pets. Now, A lot of these questions you can find on my website, Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. More questions, more explanations. Because, you know, when you're getting ready to go on vacation, you want to make sure that you have everything taken care of. You want all the questions answered before you head out. And one of the other questions, too, that I'm thinking about as I'm wrapping up here, is that you want to also ask about things like bed linen and towels. Now, a lot of places will provide those, and some places may not provide them, but they will give you a contact or a connection to actually getting them rented. So that's another one that you want to definitely clarify as well. I didn't want to leave that one off before I wrap up the show. So this has been a great show for me because I've been talking about a city that I loved, Prague. So if you missed part of the show, please go to the website, travelbagswithanita.com. And we have the whole show there, as well as some pictures, so you get a chance to see some things. And I'm coming back later, and I'm going to talk about some other cities in the Czech Republic that you can also visit. Easy drive, just rent that car and hit the road. Now, today's show has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacation and the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. So check them out. It's a great vacation there. That's a vacation rental. And, hey, they'll be happy to answer all of your questions before you head there. So check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com or give them a call at 912-223-6515. Thanks for listening, guys. See you again soon with another great destination. Bye-bye.